Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're have the phones back up here. With your phone calls in a few minutes. We appreciate LeSean McCoy coming in studio. His day on Sunday.
That's pretty
going
awesome.
Going in the Eagles Hall of Fame. It was fun having him on here.
Yeah. You know, you can't be mad. It's something about running backs, man. They have too much. They have too much charisma.
Yeah, he's charismatic
for you to be upset with him, man. Brian Westbrook used to do the same thing. Brian don't call nobody back either.
Yeah, you started off by saying, "How come you didn't call me back?" And then you guys were laughing 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you can't be mad at him because that's just who they are. They have so much character, man, that you know they light up every room, and that's what they do.
Two quick things from his time with us, and you can react to what LeSean told us. 215-592-9494. Two things that will stand out to me. One, I'm very happy we had him on. I am also very upset you now have more ammo for your defense as a luxury thing.
Because he sees the
game. Another Eagles Hall of Famer is wrong about this.
That was outrageous.
Because he sees the game. And he just left the game not too long ago.
But
he
at
sees
least
the game.
He's an offensive player. I get it from offensive players. You're supposed to be a defensive guy.
No, it's changed,
and you've lost
man. It's changed. The quarterback position is such that even though this is why you know it's different. Because even though we talk about Jalen playing better than he's played.
Yep.
The criticism is still he ain't played good enough.
Well, that's for sure. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, guys, we need to hold on to this. In good and bad, right? Good, we give credit, but bad, we rip people. LeSean, and he made it clear, Hugh, he still has relationships with a lot of current Eagles, right? He mentioned him and AJ they're tight. LeSean said to us that Nick Sirianni still has a real hand in the Eagles' offense.
Yeah, and that's not the first time I've heard that.
Right. So when things go well, I think some of the offensive success, we probably should look back and say Nick's still part of this, even though we want to imagine he's not. And when things go bad, we'll point to that. I mean, that's because we've been wondering this the whole year, right? Is he totally hands off and it's all Kellen Moore, or is his hands in the jar? And obviously, his hands are in the jar still.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing for Coach Sirianni is a lot of times, I think he unintentionally gives us cannon fodder when he says things.
Yep.
And he needs to do a better job of not doing that because, you know, being here in Philadelphia, I know he's trying to be forthcoming and transparent as he possibly can. But a lot of times by you saying certain things, it just makes the matters worse. It really does.
So if Nick Sirianni is a hand in the offense and the offense looks good, how are people going to, you know, justify that? In their head, are they going to say that's all Kellen Moore?
They're going to ignore it. Yeah.
Don't matter.
I'm just curious.
I think that
if he's going to get any credit for that.
His body of work. Let your body of work speak for yourself.
He should. I mean, to your point, I could sense the sarcasm. It's thickly coming through the air. He should get some credit, right? If they're a good offensive team by the end of the year, and we know, or we have, you know, that seems like pretty good authority right there with Shady that he still is part of the offense. He should get some credit. If it goes bad again, though, we can't like pretend that's all Kellen Moore's fault. Like he's part of this thing. 215-592-9494. Quickly, Eagles are going to practice today. Yesterday's injury report, though, Hugh, interesting. Has Darius Slay and Dallas Goedert did not practice. I think we're trending obviously towards another game missed by Goddard. That's not a surprise. But also Slay here with the groin injury he suffered on Sunday.
Yeah.
It looks like, and we'll see if he's out there today. But yesterday didn't practice. And let me throw this out there: the trade deadline is Tuesday. I don't know how serious this Slay thing is. I'm guessing it's not super serious, right? He wasn't put on the IR, but he didn't practice yesterday. Hugh, I'll say it very simply. If Isaiah Rodgers has to start on Sunday and he plays well, I don't see any reason to put Slay back in there. I'm ready to turn the page. I would, if Rodgers plays well Sunday, and the Jaguars have some good receivers. Now, they lost Christian Kirk, but Brian Thomas could play.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have Gabe Davis. Like they have professional NFL receivers. The rookie Thomas looks like a really good player.
Yeah.
If Isaiah Rodgers plays well, he had the big tip on Sunday. You got Cooper DeJean in the slot. You got Quinn Young. I'm ready to move forward with the young guys, the Thundercats on the defense. If Slay misses the game and Rodgers plays well, I'll give the spot to Rodgers.
I hear you, but I think that it's too small of a body of work to make that decision. I think there are some good things that Slay brings to the table. This is the same, and it's not lost on me that I was the same cat at the beginning of the year that didn't think he would be on the roster. But when you hear these young cats talk about Slay and his mentorship as an older veteran corner, I think there's something to be said about that.
I think that's fair, but does he have to play?
And I feel like Slay is caught in a situation where he hasn't played bad. Now, I know that is different because you have young cats out there that are tackling and they don't know any better, like Seth likes to say. But I think that there is some value to keeping Darius Slay on this roster. I know I'm long talking, Joe, but that's kind of where I'm at with it. Even though, like I said, I was the one that I didn't think Slay was going to make this squad.
I'll put it this way. If Rodgers plays well on Sunday and looks the part, I would trade Slay on Tuesday. Now it's got to have a team wanting him. He's got to be healthy enough, all that kind of stuff. But I'd be open to trading him. And just sometimes in sports, you got to turn the page. I'll give you an example. It's not quite perfect, but I think there's some similarities. When the Phillies traded Bobby Abreu, when they had a young team coming up, and they were ready to go, and mm-hmm. and it was time to move on from the Abreu era. Now they're different players, but just like it was time to turn the team over to younger guys. That was Howard Utley. Let it be their team.
Yeah.
Let it be the Quinyon Mitchell.
Let it be.
Cooper DeJean, Isaiah Rodgers secondary.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but like I said, we are not. I don't feel as comfortable or as confident as I feel in this team. I'm not that confident to let him go yet. I'm not.
Well, the part that makes it a little complicated is if you don't let him go, if they don't trade him by Tuesday, then it's over,
now,
right? You've got to wait until the end of the year.
And I tell you what, if this team had been trending like this 2 weeks earlier, then that's a conversation that's a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're out of the woods yet.
Well, they're not. And that's why part of me believes this is a real trap game on Sunday, because we've only seen a couple really good weeks here. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in the mix, too. If Rodgers starts Sunday and plays well, would you consider trading Slay on Tuesday? Kyle, I would do it, especially if the Eagles are trying to make another trade. Like if you could get a fourth or a fifth for Slay and then you flip that pick for something else you need. Like there's ways to make the team better by subtracting.
Yeah, I've pretty much been waiting for a reason to get Darius Slay off this team for quite a while
and
now.
And we found it.
And if we have, this would be as good a reason as any. Isaiah Rodgers is 26, Darius Slay's 33. I'm kind of a Darius Slay hater. I know he's been fine this year, but I think he's a weenie.
Hate.
Think he's kind of a loser. Don't like the mentality.
There's also one extra element to trading.
He's not a loser.
No,
he
well,
is.
I mean, he's got old lion stink on him. But there's an extra element we haven't brought up to maybe trading Slay by the deadline.
What's that?
Well, you know when the next game is, right? Who's the Eagles' next game? It's the Cowboys. So
yeah.
What's going to happen next week during Cowboys week?
Oh, you're talking about the podcast.
He's going on Parsons' podcast.
Oh, so yeah.
Get lost.
So we get ahead of this. We start Rodgers and we trade Slay on Monday.
I'm totally in.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.